for Christmas.
It's that time of year again. Wherever you go, whether you like it or not, lots and lots of Christmas songs are playing. Some of them are quite dreamy and pleasant, like that one. Hi, Bing. Sorry we slighted you earlier in the show, but you were on with David Bowie. That's the way it goes. Not all of them are quite as listenable as our friend Bing Crosby there. There are lots and lots of holiday songs out there that no matter how hard you try, you just can't like them. And there are others that are just really memorable, great one-hit wonders, like this one. Listen.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Be honest, you're bobbing your head right now, and you know the words. And good for you that we have Randy Brooks with us. Exactly 35 years ago this month, Randy Brooks wrote that song, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. It's a holiday song that has sold an estimated 40 million copies worldwide, even outselling classics like White Christmas in some years. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Todd.
40 million, really?
I don't know. I don't know. But it's been on so many different compilation albums, you know, and been included in so many different toys. It's kind of hard to keep track.
A simple little song. Everybody knows it. I mean, I've known that song ever since I was the tiniest kid. How did it become such a hit from just something you sat down and wrote to being a mega hit?
You know, if I could recreate it, I would be doing it every year. Elmo and Patsy heard me sing it in a bar. They decided to record it to sell from the stage, and a friend of theirs took it into San Francisco and gave it to a disc jockey. He put it on the radio, and I guess because it was so unusual, the phone rang off the hook with people saying, please don't ever play that again.
Yeah.
But a number of other people called and said, please play it again. My husband was at work, and I'd like him to hear it. And it caused enough controversy that the San Francisco Chronicle wrote a big half-page article about it, and that got picked up by the wire services, and really the news sort of drove this song.
Well, you know, as I was growing up, Randy, and I heard this song, I always kind of liked it because it was just a little bit naughty and kind of cynical. It sort of turns Christmas on its head a little bit. It's not bad, but it's a little violent, and it's not all tinsel and Rudolph noses. I always got the feeling that you might have been a little bit cynical about something when you wrote this song.
You know, I wrote this song in reaction to a Merle Haggard song called Grandma's Christmas Card. And on Merle's song, before I even got to the end of the thing, I thought it was going to be one of those country songs where they make you fall in love with a beloved relative for two verses and then they kill him off in the third verse. And I thought it would just be more honest if country music would start admitting that the relative was dead at the beginning of the song and then still come up with three verses and a chorus. So that was just an exercise that I set out for myself. And the song was filled with punchlines because I intended to get laughs in a bar with it. I certainly never intended for it to be played on the radio or for children to hear it.
And there was no denying from the start that, indeed, Grandma didn't survive her confrontation.
No.
Well, Randy, while we have you here, we have a whole bunch of other songs that we wanted to run by you. And some of them are what are disparagingly perhaps called one-hit wonders. But since you sort of have one, even though you're 40 million strong, we wanted to run this one by you. Here is Ray Allen, Sam Salzberg, and Wandra Merrill, Dominic the Christmas Donkey.
Hey, jingety jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingety jing, it's Hazy Christmas Donkey.
Randy Brooks, I heard a rumor that you don't actually hate this song.
I don't. It's one of those things to me that is so bad that it's funny in its badness, you know. I'd never heard this song until it appeared on a compilation album from a radio station in New York that Grandma was also on. And I thought, what does this have to do with Christmas at all? But it just made me laugh.
Okay, well, if you don't hate that one, let me try this one on you, if I might.
Okay.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
Randy Brooks, say something good about that song if you can.
It made somebody some money.
You reached for it. Yeah, you just gets under your skin. Huh? That's Hippopotamus for Christmas, written by John Rocks, performed by Gayla Peavy, who was 10 years old at the time in 1953.
And I always thought it was somebody just sounding like a little girl.
Got their voice sped up nonetheless. Well, look, while we're on the high-voiced little kids singing Christmas songs, you know, when I was a kid, we loved the Chipmunks. At least I kind of did, I admit. They did record a popular Christmas song. You know what's coming, folks. If you can't stand a Chipmunk Christmas, guard your ears, because here it is. Randy, I don't think they sold 40 million, but they've sold millions of copies of that one.
When I was in the fifth grade, that was the only thing I asked for Christmas. I loved that song.
An inspiration for you, apparently.
Apparently so. And it was the same guy recording under a different name, I think, who had recorded Witch Doctor, which was another favorite novelty song of mine back then.
The great Eartha Kitt did a Christmas song that was a big hit for her. Now, she had other hits. This was probably her biggest. Somebody will correct me if I'm wrong. We're going to veer away from the annoying to just the very, very popular. Not a bad one here. Listen.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Well, Randy, I don't know if she was exactly a one-hit wonder, but it was a big hit for her.
It was. A little raunchy, and that doesn't bother me at all.
What do you think of the song?
It's clever. I like it. I don't know that it should be in heavy rotation at Christmas time, but I do enjoy it.
Well, here's one that was in heavy rotation, Randy. Here's Bobby Sherman. Listen.
I saw Mommy kissing Santa Claus underneath the mistletoe last night.
There you go, Randy Brooks. Randy Brooks, our last one.
Catchy. Always liked that one.
Yeah. I always liked it too, but it didn't sell 40 million copies, and it wasn't a mega hit like Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. Randy Brooks, writer of Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer 35 years ago and 40 million copies ago. Thanks so much for taking us through Christmas.
Todd, my pleasure. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Well, after all those songs, we think that you need a chaser. So another takeaway favorite. Listen to Tom Waits.
Your virgin mother and child. Holy infant, so tender and mild.
Tom Waits, Silent Night, and Christmas Card from a Hooker in Minneapolis. We're asking you, what are the moments that stood out for you this year from North Augusta, South Carolina? The moment I realized I was probably dying. I had double pneumonia, survived, obviously, never missing that flu shot again. And from Fort Lauderdale, being given an airline ticket for my birthday so I could go see my 2-year-old grandchild in California. That was the moment from this year. We want to hear from you, 8778-MY-TAKE. What was your standout moment of 2013? Share your story with us, also on Facebook at facebook.com/thetakeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry. Merry Christmas. This is The Takeaway.
I could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus go singing, go away, babe.
And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.